following shiur has been delivered by Rav Meir Meisels and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For more information about the center or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Soitu daf yud beis. Gemara tells us on Amud Beis, Moshe said to Bnei Yisrael, "B'shvili nitzaltem kulchem." Because of me, all of you were saved. Why? Once its tagnine paroi saw that Moshe was in the water, so they stopped Xavier of throwing babies into the water, and Mamela, they were all saved, and then Bas Paroi came and pulled Moshe out of the water, and Moshe himself was also saved. The Gemara continues, "Rav Chanina bar Papa Omar oisi hayoim esrim ve'echad benisin hoye." It was the 21st day of Nisan. Namru Malachi Asharis of Ne'akarish Baruch the Malachim said to Hashem, "Bein Shalayla Mishasid Leimer Shira Al Hayom B'Yom Zeh Yilaki B'Yom Zeh." The one who's going to say Shira on the Yom, something bad should happen, some hezek should happen to him B'Yom Zeh on this day. And Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina says, "No, Isi Hayom Shisha B'Sivan Hayse." It was the 6th day of Sivan. And Namru Malachi Asharis of Ne'akarish Baruch the Malachim said, "Bein Shalayla." Moshe was going to be mekabel the Torah in Har Sinai on this day. Yilak b'yom zeh, something bad should happen to him on this day. And either way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered with sending Bas Paroi and saving Moshe Rabbeinu's life. V'chulei v'chulei. Gemara asks, "B'shama l'man da'amar b'shish b'sivan." If you hold 6th day of Sivan, we understand b'shkachas lo gimel yarche. We understand what it means. The 3 months. The pasuk says, "V'titzpineu shleish yirachim." Moshe's mother hid him for 3 months, we understand. The Omar Mar, we learned, B'Shiva Ba'adar Meis, B'Shiva Ba'adar Noilad Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu died and was born on the 7th day of Adar, B'Shiva Ba'adar. Ashisha B'Sivan comes out exactly, Tlosi Yarchi, is the 3 months that his mother hit him, which Derech Agav is one of the Makaris for the minig of putting greens in the shul on Shavuos, is because Moshe Rabbeinu was placed in the Suf, was placed among the green reeds in the Nile, when his mother hit him on that day of Vav Sivan, so to remember the Nes of the Hatzolah of Moshe Rabbeinu, how Bas Paroi pulled him out and Bas Paroi saved him and ended up giving him back to his mother, and all the Nisim that happened as Moshe Rabbeinu was raised in the house of Paroi to be Moshiach Shal Yisrael, to remember that Nes, we put greens up in the shul on the 6th day of Sivan. War continues. El Amar Ha'amar Be'esav Echad B'Nisan. If you hold it, it was the 21st day of Nisan. Hechem Shkachas La. How do you work out the Shlosh Yerachim that the pasuk says his mother hit him? The Gemara answers, no. Oisa Shana Muberes Oisa. That year was a leap year. Rubai Shalishin. You have from the 7th day of Adar until the end of that month is 1 month. Rubai Shalachron from the Aleph of Nisan until the 21st day of Nisan is the second month. V'msoy Sholim and the Adar Sheni was the full month. That was the whole month. That was the cheshbon of the 3 months that Moshe Rabbeinu's mother was able to hide him. The shaila is only, why should that year have been a leap year? Why should the year that Moshe Rabbeinu was born in be cheshbon as a leap year? Now we know that Yitzias Mitzrayim took place in year 2448 from Bria Sa'ilam. 2448 years from Bria Sa'ilam. At that time Moshe Rabbeinu was 80 years old. It means Moshe Rabbeinu born 80 years before that, comes out to year 2368. 2,360 years from Bria Sa'il. Now, until the year of Yitzias Mitzrayim, until that Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Moshe out, and he showed him HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, and he was Mare Be'etzba, and he showed Moshe the Mare's Halavona, and exactly how to be Mekadosh Halavona, and how to Cheshbon, the Tkufis, and the Chodeshim, and all the halachas that go along with that, there was this galut to Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Boy. There was no bezdin who was being geishiv from the Kabbalah Eidus HaChodesh. There was no bezdin to paskin on the Kiddush HaChodesh, to paskin on a Rosh Chodesh, to paskin on a Chodesh HaIbur, to make a second Hador in a year. And therefore, all the Cheshbonos would have to run somehow by themselves without really the help of a bezdin. So why should this year be a leap year? Nowadays, when we no longer have a bezdin of smuchim to be mekadosh to chodesh, we rely on a cheshbon that was given over to us from the chachamim, from the bezdin of Hillel HaSheni, the end of the Tkufas Amoraim in Eretz Yisrael. There was a Nasi, Hillel HaSheni, a great-great-grandson of Yehuda HaNasi, great-great-great-great-grandson of Hillel HaZaken, And he set up the Chodashim, he set up the months and the calendar the way we have it today. And our calendar is based on a system of average. Dahainu, we have a Maseirah from Chazal that it takes the moon 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 Chalokim to go around the earth. This number, however, is not really the truth. Some months, it takes a little longer than that. Some months, it goes a little quicker, goes a little faster. And this all depends on the orbit of the earth around the sun, and how the gravity of the sun and the gravity of the other planets pull on the moon, and either let the moon move faster at some points or move slower at other points. And therefore, the Chiddush Halavana, the Molad that we call every month in Shul, they announce the Molad exactly when it's going to be, is not the Molad Ha'amiti, the true time that the Molad is going to be. Rather, it's an average of where the Molad would fall out, but Derech Cheshbon, according to the Cheshbon of Shemashalonu Chazal. When the United States landed on the moon, they planted a chip on the surface of the moon that sensors back on Earth could measure every time the moon passes by. Like that, they can get an exact cheshbon of how long it takes the moon to go around the Earth. And it was Nisbarer, after much, much measuring, the average time that it takes the moon to go around the Earth, they came out with a number that was very, very close, off by a few seconds from the average number that Chazal gave us. A few years later, some scientists in Germany got even more precise and more exact. They got even a few seconds closer than that to the numbers of Chazal. But of course, the averages that Chazal give us are based on all of the Molodos from Sheshis Mebereshis Atzot Kol HaDeiros. It was Nimser to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai and passed down from Rebbe to Talmud through all the Deiros. And therefore, the numbers that we have are more accurate, more precise than the cheshbonos that scientists are going to come up with just from measuring when the moon passes by. Either way, our cheshbon of the month, and therefore 12 months making up a year, is based on an average. On average, 12 lunar months in a year will come out to 354 days. However, if you look at a calendar, you'll see that not all years are 354 days. Some years are 353. It's called a Shana Chasera. Some years are 354 is a Shana that's Kisidron. And some years are 355 that is called a Meleya, a full year. And why is that? The halacha is, Lo Yadu Rosh, we never let Rosh Hashanah fall out on Aleph on a Sunday, on Dalid, which is a Wednesday, and Vav, which is a Friday. Rosh Hashanah were to be on a Sunday or a Friday, we would be left with two Deiraisa days back to back, which we don't want to have. If Rosh Hashanah would come out on a Wednesday, then Yom Kippur would fall out on Friday, and we would not be able to prepare for Shabbos. And therefore, we don't want Rosh Hashanah to fall out on a Sunday, on a Wednesday, or on a Friday. If we will allow the years to go in the most precise way of 354 days, then Rosh Hashanah will move every single year 4 days over from where it was before. So if 1 year Rosh Hashanah was on Shabbos, the next year Rosh Hashanah will have to be on Wednesday. We don't want Rosh Hashanah to be on Wednesday. So we're going to have to make that year either a little bit smaller and make Rosh Hashanah come out on Tuesday, or make that year a little bit bigger and make Rosh Hashanah come out on Thursday, but never on Wednesday. And therefore, following these types of cheshbonos, we never have an exact number of days in a year. And the system, the calendar that was set up for us by Hillel HaSheni, allows for these variations to make sure Lo Yadu Rosh, Rosh Hashanah should never fall out on these days. A solar year is 365 and a quarter days, a little less than a quarter. It's Machlokes in Rosh Hashanah, Rav Ada Bar Av, and Shmuel. But basically speaking, it's 365 and a quarter days, which is 11 days be'erech off of our lunar year. Therefore, every so often, every 2 or 3 years, we add an extra Ador, we add an extra month, and that fills in the year, and our system is set up that in the 19-year cycle, we have 7 leap years. And those years fall out on year 3, year 6, year 8, year 11, year 14, year 17, and year 19. Those numbers go in a 19-year cycle, and every 19 years it starts again, which is why every 19 years, usually your Hebrew birthday, your English birthday will fall out on the same day. doesn't always work because of Goyish leap years. If we'll take the year 2368, the year Moshe Rabbeinu was born in, and we'll figure out where in the Machzor of 19 years it falls out, comes out in year 12 of the Machzor. Year 12 is not supposed to be a leap year. Therefore, B'derech HaCheshbon, it would not come out that Moshe Rabbeinu should be born in a leap year. It would not come out that Moshe Rabbeinu was born in a Shana Muberes. And therefore, it's a shtickle shver. How did our Gemara come to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was born in a Shana Muberes to fill in most of the Rishon, most of the Shlishi, and then Tzoy Shalim, L'chaira was not a leap year. However, these numbers, these Cheshbonos, are all from the Takan of Hillel HaSheni and onwards. However, Bisman that they were Mekadosh al Piriya, the Gemara tells us, and the Rambam paskens it lahalacha, there are many other reasons and many other ways that we can come and make a leap year, many other ways that we can come out with a Shana Hamuberes. The Rambam says, it's based on the Gemara's and Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara's and Sanhedrin, in Moisifin la'ilam ela Ador, and that year gets a second Ador. And why, the Rambam says? Bipnei's man ha'aviv. Pesach has to be in the spring. Like the Pasuk says, Shemaras Chodesh ha'aviv. Pesach always has to come out in the springtime. And the Rambam says, Al shloshe simonim ma'abrenes hashana. For three reasons, for three simonim, you can make a leap year. Al hatkufa, the season, the aviv, the natural season of spring, which is really based on a solar date, that has to always fall out before Pesach. Al ha'aviv, we need the peiros to start ripening, the grain to ripen. The al peiros ha'ilim, we need the fruits of the tree to be ripening. Then the Rambam says that bizman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim, there were other reasons as well. There were other cheshbonos, other reasons that Bezin would be ma'aber the shana. That is, ibnei hadrochim she'enim esukanim, if the roads are still very muddy and the people cannot be oil the regal, or if the bridges are broken down and we don't have enough time to build up the bridges in time for everyone to make it to Yerushalayim for Pesach, or if Bnei Yisrael Chutz La'aretz already left, already started traveling, but they're not going to make it here on time, or the Tanur Ipsochim that melted away in the rain, Bnei Yisrael won't be able to roast their Korban Pesach in time. So for all these reasons, Bezin could be Ma'abar the Shana, even if perhaps the Tkufa is not showing that we need a leap year, but for other reasons, Bezin is able to be Ma'abar the Shana. The Gemara tells us in Pesachim that Chizki HaMelech was Ma'abar in Chodesh Nisan, and the Sanhedrin didn't agree with him. Why? Because he waited too long, it was already too late to start making a leap year. However, what was Chizki's reason? Because Rav the Tzibur was still Tomei, and he wanted to be able to bring the Korban Pesach this year with Tahara. And that would also be a reason to push off and not let Pesach come right away. So we see there are more than just our cheshbon of years of 3, 6, 8, 11, 14, 17, and 19, our keveya, when a leap year should be. There are all sorts of other reasons, Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim, and Yisrael Alat Masim, and the Sanhedrin was being Mekadosh Chadashim, and being Ma'aber Shonim. There were other ways and other cheshbonos of how a leap year should be made. Umameila. It's not so shver to say that Min HaShemayim Kitchuhu, Min HaShemayim, they were counting the years. In Shemayim, they were counting the time from Adam Arishon all the way until we got out of Mitzrayim, till Moshe Rabbeinu got that mitzvah, Chodesh HaZelachem, and then it was Nimsar to Bezdin. Nimsar to Bezdin Shalmata, given over to the Chachomim Shebechal Dor V'Dor to set up the calendar. Until then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing the calculations, and therefore he could do things according to his reasons, the way he wanted it. And here it was necessary to make a leap year, even if all the Zayti Gesibis and the numbers in the Cheshvanis didn't work, and somewhere later on he'll even it out. Ke'enze, we have in the Chassam Sefer, who says, Amiru de Kepshat, in the Gemara of the Mesa Midbar. We know that the last 15,000 or so people of the Dor HaMidbar dug graves for themselves Tisha B'Av night, and they went down into those graves and they thought they're going to die, and then they got up the next morning, they were all alive. So Chazal say they thought maybe we were Toya B'Cheshbon, and so they went to the graves the next night and then the next night until they saw a full moon, and then they realized that it must be that the Gzera was taken off. So the Chassam Sefer asks, what was the Havamina? Why did they think they were Toya B'Cheshbon? Why did they think that the Cheshbonos were wrong and that really it was not Tisha B'Av on the night that they thought was Tisha B'Av. The Chasam Sofer answers that all 40 years of Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar, they were not Mekadosh al Pi Re'iyah. They did not have Edom that came and gave Edus, said testimony that they saw a new moon, and Moshe Rabbeinu and his Bezer were Mekadosh al Chodesh, because they were surrounded on all sides by Hanani HaKavod, and they were unable to see the moon. Says the Chasam Sofer, all 40 years in the Midbar, Moshe Rabbeinu added days and subtracted days for his own Cheshbonos, for reasons that he understood. And in the Hanami, if he would go outside, if somebody would slip out of the Hanani HaKavod, he would see the moon, he would realize that it's off. Nobody left the Hanani HaKavod, and nobody knew that. However, Rosh Chodesh Av, Aaron died. When Aaron died, then Hanani HaKavod went away. So now, when it came Tisha B'Av, they realized that, hey, the moon is not looking like a moon of the ninth day of the month. Maybe the Cheshbon is off. Maybe Moshe added too many days, subtracted too many days, and really the numbers are off. And therefore, they kept going back down into the grave, into the cavern, one night, and the second night, and the third night, until finally they realized that, no, the Chadoshim are right, and the Gzera of Misa was taken away from them because of the Tfilos, because of the Schusim, Kodesh Baruch Hu was Michael them, and they were able to go into Eretz Yisrael. So we see that before the calendar of Hillel HaSheni was established, if Bezdin wanted to, there could be Ma'abar HaChodesh, and be Ma'abar HaShonah, and play around with the calendars in ways that today are completely unavailable to us. And therefore, that's Pshat in our Gemara, that it was a Shana Muberes, the year that Moshe Rabbeinu was born, was Taka Leap Year.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.